Any questions?
Before we go on, I want to ask if everybody has this in front of them.
Name the file, please.
Yes. And can you tell everyone when it was last sent?
Actually, I'm asking for a file name.
Yeah. File name is proposed budget FY22 draft. And and I think Chris sent it out about 8:33.
Do we to the stack?
I have
8:19, I'm sorry.
I have KPFK FY22 proposed budget draft 09/21/21.xlsx. That's what I have.
That's what I
have
too.
Okay. I mean, it's saying it's the FY22 budget?
Yes.
Okay.
It says proposed the FY22.
But it's actually, Anita, this is actually, I'm looking at it right now, and it's proposed budget draft 9/21/20. Oh, I see. Yes, it says fiscal year 22. Actually, this should be fiscal year 21.
Yes.
Okay. Our Paul for stat?
Our Paul, before you go, let's just make sure everybody has found it. Does everybody have that now? Or know where they're going to get it? Very good. Go ahead, Paul.
Could you add Fred to the stack, too?
I will. Go ahead. All of us have our Paul, then you're next, Fred.
Okay. Looking at this, I look at line 35, and 35AG is the net income loss, and it shows a net surplus, I believe, at the end of the year of $152.5 grand. Is that correct?
That's not what I have.
Okay. Glad I asked.
Yeah.
So line 35 and what I have and line 35 and what you have are different. I did get two emails. Maybe the other one is the same as what you have. And I'll make it big enough so I can see it. And I'll go down to line 35 here. And it's still 152.5 in the new black, so I don't understand.
Let me ask Chris. Chris, when you sent – Chris, are you on?
Yes, James. I'm madly scrambling trying to find my document, though. I seem to have closed it, and when I did, it deleted all my changes, unfortunately. So I have it back up now. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the question was, we had the original budget that Anita balanced with from Barry, and now you've sent this additional one that tweaked that. So, Anita, I'm a little confused myself now. Are we working with the original budget that you did with Barry, or are we working on something that Chris tweaked for fiscal year 22 purposes?
It's the one that Barry and I have. If you pulling it up on Excel, it says sheet one. If you click on that, it should take you to the budget.
Okay, I think I suspect we have two different files that we're talking about.
Lyndon for the stack.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lyndon. Can you resolve this?
I can't solve it. But what I'm both of the spreadsheets I got have the $152,508 as net income. The one I got from Anita and the one I got from Chris both have that.
Yeah, I got two of them. They both have that. Yeah.
And so, Anita, you're saying that you have one that is just at zero.
Well, it's $4,341.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Line 47, income, surplus, deficit, road. You see that, Linda?
No, I did not get that. I'm on line 35, net income loss, just like our Paul is.
I have the same figure, by the way.
Okay, we have different files.
Paul, can you identify the file that you have?
Well, I have one from Chris Corey and one from Anita Sims, and they both have the 152-5 number in line 35AG, cell 35AG. And
yes,
so
I have the same.
Yeah. That file is named KPFK FY22 Proposed Budget Draft.
Correct.
Do you want to go down, say, what's the total revenue number? What's the total operating expense number? Then go through each operating expense, and let's see if there's just one thing that's been changed, we might be able to fix it on the fly.
I'm trying to send it again with what I am open up to the spreadsheet that I'm referencing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to do that. That'd be good.
Yes. Okay, it's gone.
Fred may have an answer here. If you look at line 16 AG, you'll notice that it's $736,042, and that it looks like that's double the PPP amount that KPFK got. And that might have caused the $152,000 deficit to turn into a surplus.
Yeah, it's only it's the wrong column though. Honestly, I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
we'll just wait for the new
one. This one's definitely different. I just got it. It's definitely different.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's look at the one that you just sent. Correct, Anita?
Yes.
Can we all go to the one that Anita just sent?
Yeah.
When I get it.
Yeah, this one has a separate row, too, at the top, row 7, that shows the number of fund drive days. So that's kind of a tip-off.
And this is the document that Barry had shared back, I want to say in June, it's been a while. And if you see the net income or loss, it's also up above on a row, line 3, if you will, and then down, let me give you the line 47.
Yeah, 47. Okay.
One.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically break even. It's basically break even.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Okay, I think everybody is there now. So, Anita, okay. Do you want to go ahead with your presentation?
Yes, if I may. Again, from my perspective, as I mentioned before, I would have gone probably a little bit more conservative on the revenue. But quite frankly, we literally did not. I personally ran out of time today. I really did.
That's completely understandable.
And to me, it's all in the – I probably would have reduced listener support, even though – again, if you're looking at the spreadsheet with me, it's column T, line 8.
Column T, line, what was that?
8.
8.
Listener support.
Got it. The $2 million?
A little over $2 million.
Right.
And again, my thought of that, if I may share with you, when I look at where they're at for July, and then even if you add $100,000 for August and September, it would not, they're not going to be one at the $2 million mark. But again, this is for next year's budget. Again, maybe they will, things will change. I don't know. COVID goes away, whatever. Programming is different. I don't know. But that was done when we were balancing the budget. Any questions?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, I'm confused, I guess. The item that we're on, the agenda item is review draft FY 2021 KPFK budget. This says it's the FY 22 budget, and so it's showing ending the year with $4,000. I don't understand. How are we doing? Aren't we supposed to be doing the FY 21 budget? And then people are going to think and hope that that helps to inform what the FY22 budget becomes.
Yes.
But okay, but this is labeled as the FY22 budget.
And correct. But if you look over in column B, that is where you see the 2021 projected.
Column Bravo?
Victory. B.
Victory, Victor.
Victor.
Okay. Okay, so that's where we're looking for FY21. Okay, so so that's looking at that 104 in the black. It's not in red. Line 47. Cell V47 is 104 in the black.
Give me a second so I can come up to speak.
And I don't understand. Given our conversations we've been having, I don't understand how that is possible.
Keep in mind, I think what she did was brought in the original budget, not the year-to-date. Because I know they're not at rate 3.6 for listener support. And the revenue is $3,189,000 in line 27, column... That's what I think has happened. Let me confirm that.
I believe she just said that basically she's looking to see if these entries are in the wrong places.
Right. If you give me a second.
Yeah, please take your time. I was just seeing if everybody understood what you were doing.
James is doing color commentary.
Entertaining the troops.
There you go. I think this is similar. We had a budget, was it KPFT, earlier in the year where things were in the wrong column and we had to fix it before we pass it.
Yes, that's true.
I think really that's what's happened. Again, Julia's fairly new, and I didn't catch it. Is it possible for us to do this tomorrow? I can send it out?
I think you can do that, but unfortunately, we can't have another meeting for at least a week. And, of course, as we know, we weren't sure we were going to have a PNB meeting on the 30th. So even if we scheduled another meeting a week from now, we might not have a PNB meeting. So that's why we were trying to do this tonight, to have it ready to be approved at Thursday, on Thursday the 23rd, PMB meeting. So it could, it, you know, if we can't straighten this out now, if we're going to do this, we may have to reschedule it and do it a week from tonight on the 28th prior to a PMB meeting on the 30th, which I think we've come around to realizing we are going to need to have anyway because of the situation at KPFK. So that would be our last drop-dead opportunity to do this as the fiscal year ends that day. Yes?
I was going to say, is it possible if we send it out tomorrow early that everyone has an opportunity to ask questions and review it? Electronic vote is not acceptable.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, we got to sort of required to be careful about doing stuff in full view of the public. And if we pass things not in view of the public, things like, you know, an entire budget, I think they will probably, it's Pacifica, people will start accusing us of things. So I don't see how. And really, looking at this, it's an entire spreadsheet, and I don't see how anybody's going to be able to put this together tonight.
Well, I mean, I promise you, there's been a lot of work that's gone into this.
Right, right, right.
I just think that the numbers that you brought in this last column is not the column that we needed.
Well, Anita, may I make a suggestion?
Yes.
We've got less than 15 minutes now to our time certain to conclude this meeting. So why don't we go through some of the other columns and review what's here and then reschedule this? We'll have to give it a full week's notice. And, you know, we may not get everybody here scheduling another extra meeting, but we will have another chance to do it. So why don't we let Julia have another crack at it with you to get those things straightened out? You know, if you think it's worthwhile, we could go over the other material, just avoid that one column, although it's critical
James,
column.
James, I have an alternative suggestion. This is Chris. Do you mind if I interact
Chris?
A little bit directly? Can I interact a little bit directly with Anita?
Of course.
Thank you. Anita, a couple weeks ago, you sent me this side-by-side comparison. Actually, I think it's probably been a month now. It seems like it's been a couple weeks because it's been so hectic recently, but it's probably been a month. A side-by-side comparison between KPFK and KPFA, and it's a wonderful document. I've been using it a lot. It has a ton of utility because it allows some really visible comparison on critical problem areas for KPFK. Who prepared that document? Do you recall? Was it?
It was Julia.
That's what I thought, and I think she did a lovely job. She had 10 months of figures or 9 months of figures, and then she projected out for the balance of the year. And the numbers are showing a deficit for KPFK for fiscal year 21 of $224,873. And I realize that it's showing a deficit. I get that, and I get why that's a problem. I mean, we really should pass balanced budgets, so we should offer suggestions on items that could be cut. But it might be a better template for you guys to start from.
Right.
Although it has all the confusing KPFA data on it, at least the numbers are, like, I think, in the right ballpark, I guess you could say.
Right.
And it might be a better place to begin. I would offer that up. I'm sure that it makes sense to offer it to the committee right now. Because, like I say, it isn't a balanced budget, but I could bounce it back to you, and that would give you guys a place to start, and then you could go through some of the line items that we've been thinking about adjusting, and seeing if those could be brought into line. Keep in mind that, you know, if the last manager of KPFK had followed the suggestions of the executive director and gotten on top of this sooner, some of these changes might have been made in a timely manner. I realize that this is all hindsight and in a way kind of silly, but if I don't know, what I'm suggesting is that maybe you could fudge the personnel numbers around a little bit to make it align with what we were suggesting almost a year ago for KPFK. Anyway,
understood.
And Teresa for the staff.
Okay. That's my only comment and suggestion. James, if you'd like me to forward that to the board, I can. Otherwise, I'll just forward it directly back to Anita.
No, I think you should copy everyone on it. That'd be good.
Okay. Thank
copy you. I hear you, Teresa. I just want to ask you to hold on one more second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in keeping with what our Paul was saying and what I was understanding we were going to be doing tonight, I thought we were going to get a budget that showed the actuals for the months that we had them and then approximated them for the months that we don't have them. And then we were going to pass that as the more or less a reality budget of what actually occurred in this year. And that then would provide a pretty good template for beginning next year, you know, although with the understanding that the revenue has declined and may not recover, and build in to account for that into the new budget for fiscal year 22. But so don't we need, as our Paul was suggesting again, we need to see the numbers for fiscal year 21 and just get that out of the way. Can we do that next time without having the fiscal year 22 projections built into it?
Yes. Yes.
And isn't that what you were working on with Barry?
Yes.
Got it.
James, to let you know, I have
three quick questions.
Hold on one second. Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say only the last 3 years were estimated, 3 years. Pardon me.
3 months.
Only the last 3 months. Sorry about that. Only the last 3 months were estimated on my version of this sheet. And I'm sure that those numbers can be brought up to date to a certain extent at this juncture. Anyway, I'll send it along shortly.
Right. Excellent. Very good. I don't know. Let me just see. Teresa, do you want to, Anita, do you want to make any comment before I let Teresa go?
No, not really. I think I'd rather start over, quite frankly.
I understand. And it has been a very difficult day for Anita in more ways than we can understand. So let's go ahead, Teresa.
Quick question. So does this properly reflect the costs of the elections this year, which will also, with the way we're proceeding with our bylaws, we will have elections next year. So does this properly reflect costs of elections?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I think it surfaced that maybe the election costs should go into the national budget. Am I stating that correctly?
Well, that's a suggestion that Chris has made at the previous meeting. But for this time around, we have to remember one thing. Basically, budgets normally are predictions. You start a budget prior to the beginning of the fiscal year, you're predicting what your revenue and expenses are going to be for that fiscal year once it begins. So in this situation, we have a fiscal year that's almost over. We don't yet have all the actuals in because we're catching up with our P&Ls. You know, we have July done. We'll have August soon, but probably not before we do this. So we have a situation where, 9 months of this budget will be based on actuals, which is unusual, and the last 3 months will be based on predictions or guesses, which is normal. Normally, for a budget, you're predicting what will happen in the future. So here we're trying to guess what happened already just because we don't have the actual numbers, but we can probably get it even, we can get it pretty close because we will have some of the actual numbers. It's not a problem to be guessing a little bit at the last 3 months because a normal budget is a total guess on all 12 months. So, I mean, that's the way budgets are.
So
So I think, you know, this is a viable solution. We just have the comms mixed up on this. It happens. It's happened before. So it's not a big deal if we can just all agree to come back and deal with it again for our last remaining chance to do this year. And again, the value of doing this year is it will give the new general manager at KPFK a template that he can use, an official template that he can use to base the 2022 budget on, which we will then be helping him with. I mean, we can do that anyway, even without passing this, but passing this, I mean, budgets are normally based on the previous year's budget. So it's a more normal way to proceed. Okay, I'm just going to ask. I'm going to ask you to hold one more second, Teresa, to ask if is everybody pretty much in agreement with that idea of how to proceed? We'll schedule another meeting next week, hopefully to get this done in time for the PNB meeting on the 30th. All right, so we'll get to that after we do this. We'll schedule another meeting, and ARPAL will have to run to get it up.
We already
there.
Have a meeting scheduled, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. This is the interim one. Yeah, I guess we do on the 28th. Okay.
I think we do. It's the regular
Good.
Meeting.
Yeah. And there's an executive session with that as well, right? Yeah. Okay, so that's
Correct.
Good. We don't have to do that. So go ahead, Teresa. I'm sorry.
The other thing is there a reason why this meeting is not streamed? Just wondered. Okay. I don't know who has control over that, but I don't think it's being streamed. Second thing
Hold on. Fred does our streaming. Let's ask him. Fred?
What's the question again?
The question was, is this meeting being streamed successfully?
Yes.
Okay. Because somebody just texted me, said, hey, why is it not streamed? Okay. The second thing is about secondary funding. And I think that somebody, perhaps Anita, or perhaps the IED, needs to talk to them about so heavily relying upon this secondary funding. And this is the way I understand it, and I'm thinking it has to do with the reasons why their premium costs are so high, but the revenue that they generate from those premiums is not as high. If I had a program and I got a book from, Amy Goodman, and she charged me $12 for the book, we might charge, $120 or up to $240 for this book. 5 to 10% write-up for this premium. But as the way I understand it for this secondary funding, let's say they're raising money for Haiti, they might be making 20 or 30. So if I give $100, 30 of it is going to this charity. So the station is not making as much money. So if it's failing, if you're failing while doing it this year, certainly you need to reconsider how much you do that next year. Now, there are certain ways that you can, either find another person that would, love to support Haiti and say for every $1,000 that you give to KPFK, this person will give, $500 to Haiti. You can make it really high. It just get this some other generous person that loves not only KPFK, but loves Haiti. That's one way that you can do this and still, spread the love around, but not cut yourself off at the knees. And I'm thinking maybe that's one of the problems that KPFK is having, and that needs to be looked into. We can approve this budget for this year, but I think that might be causing a problem, and that's why you're not making as much revenue. Just
this is
thought.
Beth to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I brought a motion forward on that exact issue a few months ago. It's not referred to as secondary income. It's third-party income.
Third-party,
the technical
thank you.
Term.
Yes.
And I brought that forward precisely because I was concerned about the way it was being handled within the station, because third-party fundraising is a highly regulated process, and I wanted to be sure that everything was in order, that we were in compliance, and this committee refused to hear that motion. So I'm working on it elsewhere. I had looked to this committee for help clarifying what was going on with that, but I'm looking elsewhere now. Thank you. Well, I think
I'm sorry, Beth, when you said this committee, do you mean the NFC?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. I brought forth a motion on third-party fundraising a few months ago. Thank you.
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm thinking that where we see this is on line 97, and that relationship between that line and revenue. If we didn't discuss it, maybe it would be helpful for somebody to consult John Amella, because I think that he might be the person that keeps an eye on this. I don't think it's illegal, because I think something may have happened in 2017 where some religious stations asked permission to give more to charities. It might not be illegal, but it might be just not as lucrative for the station when you're thinking, oh, we're raising, we're getting so much more money, but you're actually giving more for that premium, if you call it that. You know, it still can be regulated, but not as productive as you need to be. Your listeners are thinking, they're well-intentioned to help both KPFK and the charity, but it's not enough to pay your bills and the paid staff. Something that might need to be looked into.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I think that this subject is really, really not a good one for us to be discussing, particularly on the open stream. If we want to go into closed session, I have some rather stern remarks about this particular line of fundraising, but I think we're basically pretty unwise to be discussing it this way. Thank you.
Yeah, I actually agree with Chris, and I want to say that while third-party fundraising can be useful and it can actually encourage people to make donations that they wouldn't otherwise have made when they know it is going to benefit a third party, there are very strong record-keeping requirements that need to be met. And, it's a highly regulated area, and if we're going to do it, we have to do it very carefully. And so it's an appropriate thing to look into how carefully we're doing it. But I don't think it generally decreases overall your donations. It's used as a device deliberately to increase the amount of donations that you get. How it works particularly for us is a question. You always have to confirm whether the intention of having it generate more donations is actually being successful, and then decide whether it's, a successful use of that practice or not. And, there's also just the value of doing it in and of itself, generating income for more than one good cause at a time. But I'm going to agree with Chris that I don't think there's necessarily, I think R. Paul has pointed out to us that if we're doing things wrong, it's not a valid reason to go into executive session to discuss that we're doing things wrong. So I'm not sure that we need to go into executive session to discuss it, but I think it's something that we should prepare better to discuss. And now we are coming up on 4 minutes to time certain, and I think it's probably just not productive to open up that particular subject at this moment. But you know, Teresa, if you wanted to discuss that further at our next meeting, we could do that. And Chris, if you can think of reasons we shouldn't do that, I would hope you would also bring those to the meeting.
No, I don't need to pursue it any further. I'm just saying that's just something that needs to be called to the attention of the general managers, and maybe the IED might want to tell the general managers not to, you know, to not to use this method of raising money. It doesn't seem to be working in some ways. So that's all I have to say, because I'm thinking it might affect the budget for next year if, you know, when we get around to that. Okay?
Well, I think it's all worthy of analysis, and that's a good point. Is there any other discussion? As I mentioned, we are closing in on our time. Certainly, we have about 3 minutes left. Is there anything else anybody else wants to say about the budget? And can somebody confirm, has somebody looked at KPFTX and can tell me that we do actually have a meeting scheduled for the 28th? I believe we do. This meeting on the 21st was in between the two others. Good. Okay.
This is Lyndon for the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, I'm looking. We do have that scheduled for the 28th.
Lyndon, can you check to see if there's a PMB meeting up there yet for the 30th? Might not be there yet.
No, it's not there.
Okay.
Nope.
I think it will be soon.
And I don't think we're streaming either, so I checked that. That's what I was doing on the calendar.
Oh. Fred, is there a problem with the stream?
Not that I know. People need to go to the KPFTX website and click on the play button there.
That's what I did, yeah.
And you're not getting it?
Man, I'm so sorry. No, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was on the doing the KPFT.
The KPFT.
Yeah, you're good.
There.
My bad. My bad.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to know we're streaming. Glad to know we have meetings ready to go. I do believe we will get a PMB meeting for the 30th. Excuse me. If we don't, perhaps some of us will have to join forces and create one. Unpleasant as that may be for others of us. And so I'm going to ask again, is there any other discussion on this with 1 minute to go? Hearing none. I think I have to wait till it's 10:15 to declare.
Well, this is Teresa. Let me ask one quick question. In that minute, I know this. I'm going to sound ditzy, but has the National Finance Committee approved the KPFT budget
for fiscal year 2021? We did. Yes.
Okay.
We haven't looked at it yet for 22.
Just wanted to be sure. Okay, because time is a flying here, and I couldn't remember since we approved it. I think on the 9th. I couldn't remember if we had met and approved it. All right. Thank you.
We have approved, just to summarize, we have approved now budgets for six out of the eight budgeted units of Pacifica. If we get through with the KPFK budget, we will have done seven of the eight budgeted units. We didn't get to the national office, but we are ahead of schedule in terms of where we started last year, and hopefully we're going to make this better each time, and soon we'll be humming along like a well-oiled machine.
I hope so.
All right. It is now 10:15, and I can declare without a vote that this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. And, Anita, thank you very much for all the work you did with us today.
Thank you. And I'm sorry that didn't work out. I should have taken
it. Don't worry about it, Anita. Do not worry about it. Seriously.
Not a problem.
Thank you, everybody. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Good night,
Lyndon.